This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mistakes, they're incredibly common and almost unavoidable, and it seems that the only way to avoid mistakes is to make them and then learn from them in the first place. So luckily, we've got people that have done that. Oh, crap.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 common mistakes we make, from painting prep to puppy training. Everyone says they want to do it right the first time. You remember your first time? No way you did that right. You probably barely got your horse out of the starting block and the race was over. Sure, you'd think after reviewing all those online tutorials, that would help you train that stallion. Turns out your little pony isn't ready for the Belmont. And after years of tripping when you start the race, you and Mr. Ed have developed a dysfunction.
Yay. Damn it. So these are 10 mistakes, the common mistakes, according to experts that we make. This one comes to us via a dog trainer. Playing too much with your puppy. The important thing many owners fail to do with their dog is encourage it to calm down. There's so much emphasis on playing and running, and people think that they have to play with their puppy because it wants to, but this actually encourages the dog to be constantly active. It then doesn't settle well, and its behavior can quickly become problematic. Spending time teaching dogs to walk calmly on a lead and rest at home should be a priority.
I don't know if I would, if I got a dog, I'm not sure that I would get a puppy.
Yeah.
I think I would get a senior dog or an older dog or, you know.
Oh, we know what you do, man.
Fits, yeah.
I know, but I just.
He's got one leg.
Shot an eyeball.
Burned
in a fire.
Doesn't have teeth.
VD, he did a great job with the puppy.
He did.
You know, Taryn's got the sibling.
Yeah.
Apparently that dog, it might be a little nuts, but I don't know. That's a lot to take on, I think.
Yeah.
I'd just rather have one that just kind of comes and kind of knows some of the game, you know.
Has a little baseline knowledge. Your dentist. The advice is you're snacking too often. Each time that you eat, your mouth becomes acidic. If you snack 5 or 6 times a day, your mouth is going to be constantly acidic, which means you're more prone to getting cavities. Try to eat only 4 times a day, 3 meals and a snack, to allow your mouth to return to a more alkaline state in between.
Mm. Okay, all right, solid.
Makes
about
sense
it.
Though, you know, because we always hear, you know, don't eat so many sweets or don't eat so much candy because that's giving
you
cavities.
It's all sugar stuff, right?
Right, but honestly, it's not the candy that's giving you the cavities; it's the fact that you just keep popping candy in your mouth, and so your mouth just starts getting acidic again.
My son's gonna have a bad future.
Oh, no.
He's never not eating.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's also very active, man.
He needs to eat.
Right. Yeah, he's athletic, so he's burning faster than he's putting in, if you can believe it.
Even in the house, you can't talk to him without him dribbling a ball. Seriously, man, it never, ever, ever, ever sounds. One of the most annoying sounds in my house, but I'll let it go. He'll sit down to the computer. I'm kind of used to him bouncing, but I take his basketball or volleyball. Now it's on his feet.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting at the desk, and he just keeps kicking it against the wall. It's rhythmic.
Yep. Dum, 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 dum. It's almost like a speed bag.
And he doesn't even realize it.
No.
But like you're talking to him, he's bouncing the ball or taking fake shots. He can't walk anywhere in the house. It is a full sprint. Jumps over the sofa. I mean, the whole nine, dude. I'm just like, whatever.
Energy.
From your IT support person, they say the mistake that you're making is buying a cheap inkjet printer. So many people buy these $25 color printers but end up spending so much more on ink every 2 months because they use small, expensive cartridges that run out or dry out quickly.
Email the document to yourself. When you get to work, use the printer at work.
That would be unethical, Miles, and people we surely wouldn't recommend that people do that.
I do.
I'm telling everybody to do it.
I try not to use my printer at home because it doesn't matter what kind of printer I've bought. We've had 1,000 of them, right? Spend a lot, spend a little. The ink game is the joke. That's where they get you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I'm tired.
I don't need anything in my life at home to be printed. Everything that I need to be printed is a work item.
Correct.
You know.
Okay, 95% of it, yeah.
There you go. The cleaning influencer. Again, these are common mistakes that we make and what to do from experts. The cleaning influencer says you're wiping away antibacterial sprays too quickly. Lots of people will use an antibacterial spray cleaner to disinfect surfaces, but not many leave it to work for a vital few minutes before wiping it down. If you read the instructions, it usually tells you to spray and then leave it. This is so the enzymes in the cleaner have time to effectively kill the bacteria. Give your surfaces a spritz and then do another job while you're waiting. It's become a regular thing for me when I'm like cleaning the bathroom. It's not antibacterial, but if I use like a bleach on the shower or the tub or the toilet bowl or something like that, that is the first thing that I do. Maybe I'll wet down the shower so it's spreads a little bit better, but spray it down with the bleach and then go to wiping off the counters and then wiping off the mirror and then sweeping it up and then wiping this stuff and then go scrub. Give that thing time to really eat at all that stuff that you got in there, and the difference is staggering.
The U-grime,
100%.
Yeah.
Man, you ever given it just a little bit too long and you scrub that shower and then you run that water and you see that brown just start trickling down into the drain?
Yeah, and you're like, my God, that's me.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Nasty. Your dry cleaner wants you to quit ignoring label instructions. Be wary of people recommending cleaning shortcuts and don't Google quick fixes. We see people who have bought something that says dry clean only, but they've had a go at hand or machine washing it, and it's shrunk. It's got a weird shape.
Yep.
It's lost its color or print. They said that they'll do their best to fix it, but if it's a sizing issue, they can usually bring it back to about the right size, but color loss is much more difficult to reverse.
One of my goals in life is to avoid buying clothes that says dry clean only.
I know.
But you end up getting burned on something like a winter coat.
Yes.
Right? Because you know, you go through the winter, you spill crap on it. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this. Then you read the label. You're like, sons of bitches, they got me.
Yep, they get me twice a year. Every time that the auction season's done.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo and suits. They go right to the dry cleaner. Like, I got it. Because I'm sweating like crazy when I do this.
Of course.
That's why I always shop the clearance rack when I get my tuxedos.
Yeah, you know what, man? It's not a bad call.
I will not have anywhere near the fanciest tuxedo in that room because I abuse that damn thing. Your plumber says quit fitting taps the wrong way around. With either a mixer or two-tap setup, hot must be on the left and cold is on the right. This is so everybody, even the people who are visually impaired, knows that if they turn the lever to the left or turn the tap to the left, the water's going to be hot.
Have you ever had the experience where it's reversed?
Yes.
I did once at a buddy's house, and they're 100% correct. Just the idea that you don't bother to look for H and C or red and blue. Like, you just make the assumption, if I flip the left one, it's going to be hot. And I'm
exactly.
Like, what in the hell? And the worst part was it was the same in their shower.
That's the
so
one.
You're trying
that's
to adjust
the
it.
The singular knob where I turn it to the hot and it's cold. And now I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, it sucks, man.
Can we also quit getting fancy with the doggone shower taps?
What do you mean?
I went to, you know, I flew across the country this last weekend and I was in a hotel room and one of the most confusing doggone shower things.
Was it a lever one?
No, it wasn't. It was a weird lever one. So you had one little unit that was sticking out from the middle. This is clearly where you start the water.
All right.
But it almost looks like a doggone Rubik's Cube. It's got two sections that you can turn either direction. And so I start turning the first one and it doesn't do a damn thing. It's not moving it at all. It's not doing anything. So I'm like, okay, so that's clearly the temperature, whatever. So then I have to move the middle one. I move it the wrong direction. And what that does is the little spray head that they give you, that shot me right in the doggone eye.
Yep.
Why don't they leave and strike? Because you're right. Hotels are the one place where, you know, all right, guys, I'm going to take a shower. And then I'm standing in the bathroom naked like, I don't know how to start this.
Right.
I just want to get clean.
The last place that I rented, it took me forever to figure out how to just turn the shower on. I would turn the water on and, you know, you look for the little plunger that you pull up on the spigot, right? I can't find that doggone thing anywhere. I can't find it anywhere. I'm hitting buttons on the mechanism and whatnot. I'm smart enough to know, okay, I need to shut off water down here. What in the hell am I doing? So I'm feeling around the spigot and then I finally feel it. Where the actual water is coming out, there is a ring around it that I had to pull down, and that stopped it.
Why would anyone think that that's where they're going to find
it? Nobody would!
Yeah, that's what I mean. Come on, man.
And then this is the last common mistake that we make, and the expert's advice on how to counter it. Your dermatologist says you're letting your wounds dry out. Wounds, whether they're surgical wounds or injuries, heal faster in a moist environment. This can reduce the formation of scabs, which helps improve the cosmetic outcome of the scar. To keep things moist, wash the wound. Do not rub or scrub. Let soapy water run over it. Then pat it dry. Add a thin layer of Vaseline and put a dressing over the top. Change the plaster or bandage every single day.
Yeah, for sure.
If you've ever been through a surgery and you've been panicking about all the scars that it's going to leave, everybody recommends moisturizers, cocoa butters.
They're very clear about that, too.
Have the tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. You need to let those things heal. Keep them moist. Do not let them dry out.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.